The Pirate Substitute, written by Torin Anderson, illustrated by Ingvard the Terrible. Focus question. What lesson does Jack learn from Pirate Chalkbeard? Connections. Writing. Write a fictional biography for Pirate Chalkbeard. Include his childhood, life as a pirate, and life as a substitute teacher. Social studies. Make your own treasure map. Share your map with a partner and ask him or her to find your buried treasure. It was 8:05, and their teacher still wasn't there. That meant a substitute was on the way. Door burst open, and there stood a pirate. His peg leg thumped on the floor as he walked to the board. "My name is Pirate Chalkbeard," he said. He pulled back his sleeve. In place of his hand was a long piece of chalk. The students gasped. Everyone stared, except Jack. He sat in the back, drawing in his notebook. Pirate Chalkbeard taught them many things, and he taught them fast. He held up a giant map and pointed out the oceans. He taught the students to yell, "Ahoy!" and "Scurvy dog!" At last, Pirate Chalkbeard thumped to the back of the room. He looked at Jack and at Jack's notebook. "May I?" he asked. Jack nodded. Pirate Chalkbeard lifted the notebook and stared at it for some time. It was a drawing of a pirate fighting a group of skeletons. "Arr, it's a beauty," the pirate cried. He stomped back to the front of the room. "It's time to dig up me booty," he said.
"Your what?"
a boy asked.
"Me treasure."
"To the playground," Pirate Chalkbeard cried. Students followed their substitute teacher outside and started digging near the swings.
"Heave ho!" cried the pirate.
Finally, they hit something solid. They helped Chalkbeard lug out an old wooden chest. Inside the treasure chest were pirate costumes. The class pulled them out in a rush. By the time Jack reached inside, there was nothing left. Chalkbeard winked, took off his hat, and set it on Jack's head.
"I was once a shy pirate myself, you know," he said.
"You were?" Jack asked.
"Aye," the pirate said.
Jack felt the brim of the large hat and smiled. "Thank you, Captain," he said.
"Arr," Chalkbeard cried.
He added,
"Remember, matey, it's the size of your heart, not your voice, that matters."
Jack grinned. "I know why it takes pirates so long to learn the alphabet," Jack said.
"Oh? And why might that be?" Chalkbeard asked.
"Because they spend years at sea," Jack said.
"And R," Chalkbeard added.